make it four straight. The Bombers took down Yorkton 4-1 on the road, jumping back into second spot in the league standings. The Bombers, playing their first of three games this week, came up with a victory against the Terriers to extend their winning streak to four games. Brent Gulenkin continued his run of red-hot play in the first period, scoring his sixth goal of the season and picking up his seventh point in the last six games, making it 1-0. Brock Muller picked off an ill-advised attempted toe drag by a Terrier defender, raced toward the net and set up Gulenkin, who made no mistake. Moments later, Corey King scored to put Flynn Flon up by two, sneaking a wrister through traffic and into the Yorkton net. The Terriers would break through late in the second period, ruining goalie Kenneth Marquardt's shutout bid when Cade Kennedy picked up a Bomber turnover and found Clay Sliva wide open on the side of the net. Sliva's goal split the lead in half and sent both teams to the dressing rooms at a 2-1 score. Nonetheless, the Bombers wouldn't let the SJHL's worst offense get closer than that. Zach Kane put up not one, but two third-period goals seconds apart to extend the Bombers' lead to 4-1, where the scoreboard would stay at the final whistle. Kane's first goal was a deflection and rebound on a shot from King, while goal number two came from a Bomber miss that bobbled to the side of the goal, where Kane was left untouched to fire it in from a bad angle. A pair of skirmishes at the whistle aside, the Bombers came into Yorkton and left with 2 points and minimal fuss. The game will be the last meeting this year between the two teams. The Terriers are, with 5 games left to play, mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. Marquardt earned the win with a 25-save showing, while Yorkton's Caleb Allen stopped 36 shots in a losing effort. The Bombers, with the win, move into sole possession of second overall in the SJHL standings with 73 points, leapfrogging the Humboldt Broncos, who stay third with 71. The Broncos, however, have 2 games in hand on the Bombers. Flynn Flon and Humboldt will face off against each other Wednesday night at the Elgar Peterson Arena in Humboldt, in a game that may have big playoff ramifications for both teams.